Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So we're ready to start the second half. Today I'm presenting the project Creating Linguistic Corpora for L2 Training of Health Professionals. And the motivation for this study is very straightforward, in that second language training for health professionals would benefit from corpora of what native speakers actually say in a health communication situation. Now, health-related corpora do exist. However, they are limited to vocabulary list inventories or consist of large general corpora spread over various languages and contain data from print, electronic text, and transcribed radio programs. What does not exist and is the overall objective of this study is corpora of expressions from specific health-related communication reflecting actual usage frequency. There are three specific objectives to the current project. The first one is to develop a fast, easily implementable corpus creation tool for language researchers in health areas for all languages. The second is to generate topic-specific health communication corpora in French and English for L2 training of health professionals. And the third is to create web-based access to these corpora. For methodology, a three-phase selection process was completed to choose which corpus-generating activities would be used to elicit language from nurses. For the first phase, we chose three speech tasks from the article of Isaacs and colleagues, 2011, based on their level of difficulty, on the emotionally charged factors of caregiving, and also that there was minimal overlap in language functions between each speech task. For the second phase, we proceeded by creating role plays for each scenario. Now, each role play was validated by nurses professors at UCAC. So for the first scenario, it's number 8, summarizing and rephrasing a patient's feelings and reaction to a diagnosis, the role play is, we have two parents in hospital who are looking over their 12-year-old daughter who is suffering from pneumonia. The parents actually fear that their daughter might have bacterial meningitis and may die, which is what happened to their son in the previous year. The second scenario, number 10, reasoning with the patient, we have an elderly woman, a 72-year-old woman, who refuses to take her medication for high blood pressure. The third scenario, number 19, informing a patient of bad news, we have a 56-year-old man who suffered a stroke and was informed by his doctor that he would not regain his ability to walk. Now, the actors were recommended by the artistic director of a well-known regional play in Saguenay, and we recruited 15 nurses, all of whom were approved by the nursing department based on their professional clinical experience, which ranges from 8 months to 33 years. Okay. For the third phase of the methodology, it's concerning procedures and analysis. Now, all the recordings were done in a clinical observation lab at UCAC, and the role plays were filmed and recorded on DVD-R in the same order for each nurse. So the first scenario was the man who suffered a stroke, the second scenario were the two parents, and the third scenario is the elderly woman who doesn't want to take her medication. After each role play, we conducted a stimulated recall interview, which lasted approximately 5 minutes and contained the following and consisted of the following three questions. What would you have done differently? What language was indispensable? And rate your anxiety level on a scale of 1 to 10. For the data analyses, the role plays, approximately 40 hours, were transcribed orthographically, creating two transcripts, one for the nurse and one for the actors. Afterwards, they are analyzed using Wordsmith software tools, which allows us to look at keywords, frequency counts, and semantic categories. For the level of analyses, we are going to look at two different levels. The first one, in this corpus, we are going to look at the frequency of expressions and technical vocabulary for each speech task. And for the second level of analysis, we are going to look at the frequency of lexical occurrences and patterns in specific communicative functions, such as giving advice, empowering, showing empathy. For the next phase of this project, we wish to do the exact same corpus-generating activities with English-speaking nurses from the Eastern Townships, so way back to the table over there. We wish to upload the results of the speech data to a web-based platform, and we want to provide linguistic and comparative analysis between the French and English corpora. At this point, I would like to show you three video segments of the role plays that we conducted. You will have three different nurses with the same actor, patient, and I would like for you to pay particular attention to the language the nurses use to show empowerment and also to how they respond to the patient. So see by watching these videos if you are able to pick up on any patterns that reoccur. So I ask my friends in the back.
Vous avez peut-être plus on ressemble aux gens, mais vous avez vos bras, vous avez votre tête.
Oui, mais il ne marche plus. C'est un peu ça.
Quand vous avez un nouveau moteur.
Le moteur, là. Ben, si tu étais le moteur, tu vas voir.
C'est pas facile, je comprends. C'est pas facile.
Qui tu dis, par exemple?
That consists of the presentation. Thank you very much, and thank you for your attention.